A goldfish can focus for 9 seconds. You, only 8. That's not a quirky statistic. It's the reality of modern attention. We live in what might be called an impatience epidemic, where notifications ping every few seconds and our minds wander before someone finishes their first sentence. This attention bankruptcy doesn't just make us distracted, it makes us disconnected, unable to form the meaningful relationships that give life richness. The challenge isn't simply grabbing attention anymore, it's earning the kind of attention that creates genuine connection and lasting impact. Those opening moments determine everything. When Kathleen Callender had 10 minutes to pitch investors on her medical device company, she didn't waste time on technical specifications. Instead, she opened with 3 rapid-fire questions. Did you know there are 1.8 billion vaccinations given every year? Did you know up to half use reused needles? Did you know we're spreading the very diseases we're trying to prevent? Within seconds, every investor was leaning forward. This approach, using did you know questions to establish urgency, followed by imagine if statements about your solution, creates what's called show them the fish moments. Like the iconic Jaws poster showing a shark beneath an unsuspecting swimmer, you're making your idea visual and visceral. Entrepreneur Kari Carter demonstrated this perfectly when pitching her purse holder for car seats. Rather than describing the product, she brought an actual car seat and acted out the frustrating scenario of purses tumbling off passenger seats while driving. The demonstration told the story better than any words could. When you get someone's eyebrows up, that visible sign of genuine interest, you've broken through their preoccupation and earned real attention. Humility might be virtuous, but in business, it can undermine you. Since attention is competitive, actively demonstrate what makes you rare. As Jack Welch advised, if you don't have a competitive advantage, don't compete. Highlight uncommon credentials with specific metrics, money saved, managed, or generated. Can't match competitor strengths? Emphasize different advantages. Small shops are nimble. Local firms have community connections nationals lack. Sometimes the best differentiation is finding common ground. Leslie Charles secured representation from in-demand agent Patty Brightman by mentioning their shared passion for dressage riding, transforming from just another aspiring author into someone memorable. The most powerful technique? Anticipate objections before they're voiced. When 13-year-old Cassandra Lin addressed global business leaders, she opened with, "I know what you're thinking. What's a 13-year-old going to teach me about innovation?" By acknowledging skepticism upfront, she disarmed resistance. Confidence separates those who say, "Don't give me the ball," from those who demand it. Patrick McEnroe observed about 15-year-old tennis player Cece Bellis, "She walks out like she expects to win." Cultivate this presence by treating presentations like athletic events. Practice while walking to develop multi-focus concentration. Adopt a tower, don't cower posture. Feet shoulder-width apart, knees slightly bent, head up, hands centered. Create personalized confidence rituals like, "I'm here to serve, not to shine," that automatically trigger the right mindset before high-stakes moments. Confidence alone isn't enough. Your message must also be new. Create first-of-their-kind ideas using the 7 P's of disruption. Identify your purpose, what needs to be different, person, who's unhappy with the status quo, problem, specific pain points, premise, question assumptions, product, create something better, promise, build trust, and POP, craft an intriguing name. Uber revolutionized transportation by following this framework, identifying frustrated professionals, pinpointing pain points like unavailability and payment hassles, questioning taxi service assumptions, creating a reliable alternative, offering guarantees, and choosing a memorable name. Recency equals relevancy. Using outdated research makes you seem out of touch. Rather than creating interest from scratch, connect with events that already have built-in buzz. Quicken Loans increased brand awareness by 300% through a March Madness promotion. Cybersecurity consultant Jeffy Ritter leveraged the Olympics by offering expert insights through popular hashtags, leading to professorships at Georgetown, Johns Hopkins, and Oxford. But staying current isn't just about following trends. It's about seeing what's already around us with fresh eyes. Gene Weingarten's Pulitzer-worthy experiment placed renowned violinist Joshua Bell playing masterpieces on a million-dollar Stradivarius in a DC metro station. Of 1,077 commuters, only 7 stopped to listen, revealing how busy lives blind us to beauty. Combat this by deliberately seeing someone or something as if for the first or last time, and ink it when you think it by immediately capturing fleeting insights. Humor transforms perceptions and makes messages memorable. When people laugh, they're fully engaged. Even serious topics benefit from appropriate humor, providing mental breaks. Consider the exceptionally tall man who wore t-shirts saying, "No, I'm not a basketball player," on the front, and "Are you a jockey?" on the back. His mother's advice, "If you can't beat him, join him," transformed frustration into fun, letting him engage positively with his height rather than being defined by others' reactions. You don't need natural comedic talent. Just note unexpected moments that make you laugh and integrate them into your communications. Respecting time ruthlessly is equally critical. People's internal clocks are always ticking. You must prove you're worth their attention. T.S. Eliot observed that tight frameworks produce the richest ideas, while total freedom leads to sprawl. We struggle with concision because education rewards volume over precision. But in today's culture of low frustration tolerance, shorter is better. No one complains when you take less time than expected. True communication isn't what you say, it's what the receiver remembers. Neil Gaiman distilled his commencement wisdom into 3 viral words: make good art. Test your message by asking someone what they remember. If they can't repeat it word for word, it won't stick. Use rhythm, alliteration, and rhyme for memorability. People expect to control their experience. Skip rehearsed elevator speeches and develop authentic conversations using 2 magic words: "Tell me." Instead of "Did you enjoy the meeting?" try "Could you tell me about it?" After someone speaks, you can either take back the conversation with an I statement or turn back with a you question. Consistently taking back deflates enthusiasm. Turning back shows genuine interest. Make meetings engaging by sharing control. At Canopoli Beach Hotel, GM Mike White rotated meeting leadership among department heads, giving employees autonomy. This matters because only 3 out of 10 employees are actively engaged, with disengaged workers costing U.S. companies $550 billion annually. Martin Edelston created Senius, Collective Genius, by having each guest share the most interesting trend in their industry in 2 minutes, transforming obligatory gatherings into valuable experiences. Eleanor Clift noted, "We're all in a race for relevance. Theoretical agreement means nothing without action. Abstract concepts don't hold attention. Concrete examples do. Instead of 'thank you for listening,' plant action seeds by asking when, where, and how people will apply what they've learned. Specific examples create powerful connections. When a dog named Hoggett was abandoned on a burning oil tanker 800 miles off Hawaii, worldwide donations funded a $250,000 Coast Guard rescue. Why mobilize for one dog when thousands of humans lack basic necessities? It's the empathy telescope. We can imagine one person's situation, but cannot comprehend mass numbers. When meeting someone, ask, 'What's an example of what you do?' to prompt stories rather than job descriptions. Most importantly, truly listen. 46% of people who quit jobs cite feeling unlistened to. The listen method: look, lift, and lean, engage physically, ignore everything else, make them your priority, suspend judgment, think they might be right, take notes, show engagement, empathize, ask, how would I feel, and no buts about it, replace but with and. One participant reconnected with his complaining mother by asking, how would I feel, and bringing photo albums to spark positive conversations. In a world where goldfish outlast our attention spans, creating genuine connection through quality attention isn't just valuable, it's essential. Every technique in this framework transforms communication from forgettable to unforgettable, from ignored to influential. Sharing your expertise isn't arrogant, it's service. Lessons locked in your head help no one. True success comes not from wealth or fame, but from connection, from mutually rewarding relationships that make a positive difference. You have something worth saying. The question is whether you'll master the art of making others truly hear it. In these 8 seconds you have, will you create a moment that matters? The choice is yours.